From NPR News and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, a mournful Christmas in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, which buries a Marine killed in Iraq. First, the lead. A surprise Christmas Eve appearance in Iraq by Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, who visited some of the most dangerous areas of the country, including Mosul. That's where the attack by a suicide bomber on a U.S. base 3 days ago killed 22 people and wounded nearly 70. The secretary also flew by helicopter to Fallujah and to Crete and back to Baghdad. Alistair Bull is Washington correspondent for the Reuters news agency, traveling with Secretary Rumsfeld. We spoke earlier from Baghdad.
He's been met and applauded pretty warmly where he's been. He started in Mosul, then he flew into Tikrit, then Fallujah, where he had lunch with the Marines, and now dinner with the 1st Cavalry. It's gone pretty well for the Defense Secretary.
Sounds a little different. He was there in the region just a couple of weeks ago, and a National Guard soldier asked that tough question about the lack of armor for trucks. The secretary got a lot of criticism because people thought his answer was dismissive. The troops seem happy to see him, though, now.
Yeah, they are happy to see him, and they've also been complaining about the bad press, which has given Mr. Rumsfeld the opportunity to shoot back a little bit.
Complaining about the press, you say?
He was asked twice, in Mosul and in Tikrit, how the good work the troops were doing weren't getting into the newspapers, and Mr. Rumsfeld responded that probably wasn't a question planted by the press. But when you talk privately to some of the troops, they will admit to being frustrated at being here over Christmas and obviously living in very difficult conditions. But by and large, it's been a pretty warm reception.
This is a surprise visit. People didn't know this was coming. And it sounds extraordinary to me that the Secretary of Defense would be traveling around by helicopter. That's pretty dangerous, flying into Mosul and Fallujah, isn't it?
It is, and that's one reason why this was a secret until basically he arrived. The troops were asked to assemble early in the morning. They told that there was a surprise visitor, but they didn't know who it was, and likewise for the press traveling with the Defense Secretary. We were told that we were going somewhere, we didn't know where, and we were going with someone, we didn't know who. But they do take great precautions. We flew very low and with Apache helicopter outriders and in Black Hawks.
When the secretary landed at Fallujah, the site of a terrific battle just weeks and weeks ago, what was the reaction there? What is it like for him? What did he do there?
The secretary went straight to the hospital to visit Marines who'd been wounded in fighting yesterday. They had a nasty flare-up in Fallujah yesterday, and I think there were casualties, Marine casualties, and a number of them of killed on of insurgents. So he went to the hospital. Then he posed and had his picture taken with the troops. And then he went and had lunch with them and said a few words that he was here to thank them and to wish them a Merry Christmas. And he did talk a lot also about the war on terror.
Is the secretary going to stay overnight, or are you flying out in the next few hours?
I'm afraid I can't answer that question. Because of the secrecy rules the military impose on these trips, I can't actually tell you where we're going to. I can only tell you where we've been.
Alistair Bull of the Reuters news agency, traveling with the Secretary of Defense, Donald Rumsfeld, on a surprise trip to Iraq and speaking with us from Baghdad. Alistair, thanks.
Thanks.